Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Today I'm joined with Andrew Evans, who is the product marketing manager at, product marketing at Extron. Andrew, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
I asked you to come on to talk about an event we're doing with you that's all about USB-C, and that, I don't know that there's a more hot topic right now. I mean, maybe AV over IP and USB-C are about the same. But what's cool is you're going to put on an educational event on August 28th, so we're just a few days away, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. This is going to qualify you for 1.5 CTS RUs. And Andrew, this is a unique event because, first off, USB-C is really hot right now. You know, it is connectivity connector slash signal type of choice for UC, but it's also becoming more than that, isn't it?
It really is. There's a ton of interest in USB-C. We've been seeing this, the velocity of this interest really just ramp up over time. And so we had some of our products hit the market earlier this year that incorporated USB-C, and we wanted to take the opportunity to talk to people about the technology that really is at the heart of these products. You're able to deliver video, audio, power, all kinds of data as well, and just really make sure that people had a good understanding of what USB-C is at its heart and the way that we're applying that technology within products here at Extron.
Yeah, and obviously you guys have been sort of like glue connector company for, four decades. So you know signals really, really well. You mentioned, I have a lot of questions for you, and I know some of these are going to be answered in the event that we're working with you on. Again, the event is August 28th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to talk about in just a second about who qualifies to come, because you have to be an Extron insider. And by the way, if you're not an Extron insider, you can become one before the event. But first I want to ask you some technical questions, because USB-C, unlike HDMI, which had some communications, right? You had CEC and some other things there. USB-C is significantly more sophisticated because you have traditional USB, you have sort of amped up USB. So you have a lot more communications there, but you also have power and you have different levels of power. You have video, of course, but you have different types of video on USB-C. But also you can even do Ethernet and things like that across USB-C. So it's kind of like the all-in-one connector. I would like to know sort of like, what are the options? Like, how much bandwidth can we do with this? And what are we going to see in the future? Because it keeps evolving.
That's right. Certainly. If you look far enough back, USB was pretty paltry as far as, the data rates go. But now with USB 3 and even USB 4 kind of coming down the horizon at us, we're looking at 5 gigabits per second, 10 gigabits per second, upwards of 20 or 40 gigabits even from a data delivery perspective. And from a power, you've got power profiles that are looking at 100 watts or more for power delivery to the devices that connect to that one cable. So you're right, Gary, there's just so much happening on that one connection. You've got DisplayPort video as an option. You've got the power delivery, you've got Ethernet, embedded audio as an option, plus just the USB data for your peripherals, keyboards, mice, cameras, thumb drives, whatever it might be. All of those protocols are traveling over that one cable and that one connector.
Yeah. And I know that it's not just wires. There's a lot of electronics in some of these USB cables. And obviously you've got transmitters, receiver kind of USB products, in addition to extenders and some really sophisticated options. You've got USB-C built into a lot of different products as well, for different purposes. What will we learn? Tell me, if we come to this session, we're going to be there a little over an hour. What are we going to learn? What are we going to get out of it?
Sure. So what we're looking to cover on the 28th is we'll get into a little bit of the history of USB so you can kind of see where it's progressed. Mm-hmm. And that way it helps us to see also where it's going. So looking at the higher power delivery profiles, the higher data rates that are coming through USB 4. We'll get into that. We'll look at the connector itself. Some people have probably had the challenge of which direction do you plug in your Type A for USB. All that went away with the Type C connection. So we'll get into a little bit of what goes into the Type C connection. We'll get into design challenges. You mentioned some of the electronics that go into the cables as well as the ports. You've got timing challenges. You've got distance limitations. How do you overcome those? So we'll get into those kinds of things. We'll look at the way that USB-C handles video, the power, and then also how Extron is addressing some of those opportunities in the various product lines, like our UCS series of products, DTP3, with the cross points, the extenders, even going into AV over IP with NAV and our fiber products with Fox 3.
Well, this is going to be an educational session. You're going to learn a little bit about Extron, but you're going to learn a lot about USB trajectory, I guess you would say. And it's not only CTS approved for AVIXA, but it's also going to be, by the time we go live, BIXI approved, which would give us, you know, for those of you who are, you know, into even more technical standards and continuing education. So I'm curious, really, if I'm not an Extron Insider, how do I become an Extron Insider? Can I go ahead and register for this and that be part of the Extron Insider application process, Andrew? Or do I need to wait for you? Or how's that going to work?
Sure. So if you hit our webpage to sign up for the event, if you're not an Extron Insider already, it'll just redirect you to fill in a couple of fields with some information. Somebody from Extron will get in touch with you and get you all signed up as an insider. And from there, you'll be registered to attend the event.
And what's cool about that is you also get access to all their video content, which they have a tremendous amount of how-tos and technical video content that is automatically included with your Insider account. Look, all you have to do is click any of the links down below, anywhere, no matter where you're watching this. Of course, if you're happen to be watching this and can't find those links because somebody forwarded you this video, all you have to do is go to extron.com and search for it. Go to search for USB-C. You'll find this session. You can look under education as well. Andrew, I really appreciate you joining me today. Again, this session is August. You got to register now. Even if you're not sure if you can go ahead and register because that way you can get access to the recording of it archive. August 28th, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, which means those of you in Europe, you can eat dinner while watching this if you happen to join us as well. But if you go ahead and sign up, you'll get access to all the content. You can't get the CTS credits by watching the recording, but you can by watching it live. Andrew, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate it too, Gary. Thanks for having me on and looking forward to doing this event. It's going to be a really great time.
And everyone knows who Extron is. You can always find them at extron.com. And of course, you can watch all of my Rants and Raves videocasts at raypubs.com. And I hope you'll join us on the 28th. I think it's going to be a great session. Everyone, have a great day.